Delaware has made the vaccination of educators a priority as officials seek to reopen schools more fully while protecting teachers, students, and staff from the coronavirus. Demand is high and questions abound about the ease of the process as well as potential side effects. So WHYY's Chris Barish, who qualifies for his shots because he's a journalism advisor for a Wilmington middle school, reports on his experience over the weekend at Dover International Speedway's drive-up event.
The glint of orange cones radiates from the pavement of the near-empty parking lot of the NASCAR stadium. Or maybe I'm just delirious that I'm about to get my first shot. I want to be protected and to finally meet my students. Officials say the whole process only takes a half hour. The kinks that caused long lines in earlier mass events have been ironed out. We'll see if that's true. Lara Brown of DelDot greets me. On the spot, I decided to do a first-person story. I recorded the exchanges with my iPhone from inside my car. Brown is friendly and ultra-efficient.
Do you have an appointment today?
Yep, I do.
Just need to see to your confirmation. You have this form filled out, correct?
I show her the paperwork.
I just need to make sure you've got first vaccine, sign and print your name, and all the questions in the back are filled out. Perfect. Here's an information packet. Your wait time shouldn't be any more than about 15 minutes, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay. I am not really worried about side effects, at least for dose number one. But perhaps because a friend had just posted a photo of his badly swollen face after getting his, I make an inquiry.
Should I be scared?
No, you should not be scared. Put your arm at your side and just relax.
I drive on in my cone-lined lane and go through two checkpoints run by the Delaware Army National Guard. Private First Class Denzel Dalton says it's been smooth sailing on his end.
Going pretty well, sir. So far, everybody's moving smoothly. So far, everybody's been a pleasant to work with.
Well, I wanted to get it, so I'm happy.
Glad to get it, man.
Nurse Debbie Petro, syringe in hand, is waiting inside the open-air tent. A guardsman orders me to put my car into park and to provide my ID and forms. Just like drive-through testing events, I stay in my car. She informs me I'm getting the Pfizer vaccine, not Moderna. I ask about side effects.
Honestly, most people just have a sore arm from the first one. It's the second one that I describe as a hangover without the fun.
That was her experience.
Chills, low grade fever, no energy. That's not the next day I was fine.
I roll up my sleeve, barely feel a pinch, and we're done. Next, I'm directed to a self-observation parking lot for 15 minutes. A medical van patrols the area to examine anyone who feels discomfort. School food service worker Susan Smith is parked near me. She raves about the event.
I just expected kind of turmoil and chaos, and I just think it was wonderful. They were friendly, they were professional. Whatever they said was going to happen, that's exactly what happened.
Just as advertised, it only took 30 minutes total. It's now several days later, and the only thing even close to a side effect was a slightly sore shoulder for a few hours. But in 3 weeks, when I get the final shot, I'm hoping to survive with just a mild hangover. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.